Welcome. This is Liz Wendling. You are listening to this week's podcast on mindset and body language. As a business consultant, sales expert, and emotional intelligence coach, I believe that everyone who has a business is also the sales and marketing person for that business. You have to market your services and sell yourself and your expertise. There's no way around that, especially if you want to stay in business. So I show professionals how to create business development strategies that result in new clients and new business. I show them where to start and how to put it all together in a customized plan that fits their personality, their business, and their style. I don't believe in quick fixes or patching problems. I believe in fixing what's really broken and creating long-term strategies that lead to lasting results, because that's what it's all about, is lasting results. So now let's shift over to today's topic. Let's talk about mindset and body language. Some of the most disturbing comments I hear in my business when people hire me are, I don't want to come across like I'm selling something. I don't want anybody to think I'm selling them something. I don't want to be perceived as a salesperson. I don't want to act pushy. I don't want to sound salesy. And I tell them that I have some good news and some bad news. The good news is that no one wants them to be pushy or salesy. The bad news is that without any form of sales communication training, the more pushy and the more salesy they will be and sound. It's true. And they're often surprised when I say that. Because when it comes to professional and structured sales training, without any of that, without any form of structured training, you pick up bad habits. You learn methods that no longer work. You will say things that turn people off, and you'll use techniques that went out of style in the 80s. The end result is this. You will appear pushy. You will sound salesy, and you will come across like you're selling something because you have bad ingrained habits. So the things that they say they want to avoid, they wind up creating. They say, I don't want to be pushy, but they actually show up that way anyway. So I first tell people to, why are they, stop focusing on the negative, to stop focusing on that and focus on what they want to be and how they want to show up. So not what you don't want. So if you don't want to be pushy, don't be thinking that, because that's how you will show up. So instead, focus on being confident, focus on being genuine, focus on being open. So instead of saying, I don't want to be X, turn it around and say, I'm going to show up and be confident. I am going to be genuine and open in this conversation today. For example, here's something that's a little outdated, is when sales training programs tell you to have a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm when you come to a sales call or meeting. That outdated and old school training teaches people to be excited, enthusiastic about their products and services. And they're told to show up and transfer that excitement onto your prospect. Well, if we were still stuck in 1972, that might work. But today's smart and savvy consumer doesn't buy that anymore. They're actually repelled by that. They are turned off by that fake and phony enthusiasm. So whether you're face-to-face or on the phone, your energy and enthusiasm is something that needs to be considered and examined. It is nice to be excited about what you do and have a passion for what you sell, but that enthusiasm can overwhelm the customer, particularly if you do too much talking or jumping in too early to present your products and services. Too much, too fast will turn them off. It could look like you're more interested in the sale than getting to know them first and what their needs are. So too much energy and jumping right into business with a rehearsed sales pitch comes off as insincere, and that you're only there to get the business and close the sale. So there's always a flip side to everything. So one side is that you're jumping into doing business too quick, too fast. And the other side to that is low energy and waiting for your potential client to guide the meeting or start the conversation. And neither one of them work. So you have to take a look at, where are you on the spectrum? Are you in the middle? Or are you coming across with too much energy and enthusiasm? Or are you being passive and a little wishy-washy and weak? Neither one of those work. You have to find out what works in the middle. So I want to ask you, what do you do with your energy and your enthusiasm in a sales conversation? So like I said earlier, I'm sure you've heard or read that you have to be enthusiastic and you have to get excited. Well, I'm here to tell you that's not true anymore, because you can't transfer or force your energy and enthusiasm onto someone unless you have a conversation first, a conversation that gets them and excited and enthused in the first place. Start where they are. Appropriate enthusiasm is an asset in the sales conversation. Inappropriate enthusiasm is a negative factor, and it will always result in your customers' walls going up and their trust will evaporate. Enthusiasm is no substitute for passion. When you're passionate about what you do, your enthusiasm will come through naturally, but in a softer, less hard-hitting way. So here's a tip. When you meet someone face-to-face or on the phone, scan their energy level, and in a more relaxed way, get the customer to do more of the talking by asking some questions. Instead of you just trying to match your prospect's energy level, watch to see how your prospect responds to your questions and engages with your questions. Sit back and watch what happens and watch where they're going. If you're getting nods and smiles, that's great. If they start fidgeting or they're getting wandering eyes, that's signs that they're uncomfortable. Tone it down if that happens. You have to be yourself first, but watch yourself. And when you do this well, it's a great way to build trust and deepen rapport. So watch yourself. If you start seeing your customers kind of get a little antsy and uncomfortable in the way that you're coming across, just adjust slightly. You don't have to mimic what they're doing. You just have to adjust. Clearly, this is not going to be an exact science. If you have a lot of enthusiasm, don't run away from it, but think about how you're expressing it. Use it in a way to demonstrate your passion for your work and for your clients. And if you're tempted to dial it up, your energy, if you're tempted to just dial it up to get the sale, that won't work. Energy and enthusiasm isn't a trick or a technique like that has been taught in sales trainings of the past. That's taught as a technique. This is not. It has to come across genuine, because when it's genuine, it comes from your passion for what you sell and the value that you provide. So find your own passion first, and genuine enthusiasm will follow. So there's a reason why this topic of mindset, energy, and enthusiasm is so important. It's because how you're being and how you're coming across is just as important as what you're saying. There is nothing more beautiful, peaceful, and genuine than watching someone who shows up with their inner professional as congruent as their outer being. Here's what I mean. So when people experience someone who they've done that inner work and they really understand how they're coming across, they've taken the time to look at how they're being with people that they first meet, then there's some congruency there. People like congruency. When people experience that type of congruency, they're drawn to it like a moth to a flame. And I call that charisma. And it's not fake charisma. It is just genuine. Charisma is seductive as it is elusive. And its powers are hard to resist and equally hard to pinpoint. But we all know someone who has it. It's that secret recipe that makes them entirely compelling to others. It's a powerful force, and people who possess that are able to attract the right people. They create the right sales success they desire. They get others to listen to them and influence others positively. That potent power separates mediocre professionals from the top performers. So stop and ask yourself over the course of the next 7 days, ask yourself, how am I showing up? When I'm sitting down and meeting with a brand new client, what is coming across? Is my inner being congruent with my outer being? Is what I'm saying congruent with my body language? Is that even matching up? Something to seriously consider. Watch the other person's body language. Just get a sense of how they're showing up. Are they a little nervous? Are they talkative? Are they comfortable? It's your job to make them comfortable and to show congruency, because that will lower the walls for people. So ask yourself this one last question. Are you spending far too much time and energy spinning your wheels in your business by going in the wrong direction and getting frustrated with your results? I tell people, if that's the case, you have two options. You can absolutely positively keep doing what you're doing and keep getting the results that you're getting. And if you choose that, at least you know exactly what tomorrow will look like and the next day and the next decade. Or you can learn from someone who can help you avoid the pitfalls and those dead ends that keep you stuck in a business rut. You get to skip that trial and error, and which keeps you off the revenue roller coaster, and you learn an easier way to a more profitable business. So if you're at that point where good enough is not enough, you have to take action, but you don't have to do it alone. I'm extending my hand through your computer right now. If you want help, maybe a little nudge, a slight push, or a full-blown shove, I'm your gal. If this resonates with you and you want to jump on a call or email me, do so. I want you to feel comfortable calling me to just have that conversation, and we'll go from there. We'll take it from there. And if I can't help you, I will point you in a direction that will. I want to thank you for your time. And until the next time, this is Liz Wendling. Have a great day.